Hey, we're back for NFL season episode 168. Welcome to Steel and Naz. We're recording Wednesday, September 4th. We got local sponsor from the offices of Patrick J. Foley with some merch tonight.
Got
Patrick
the merch. Foley.
Yep.
How is everything going tonight?
We're doing awesome.
Doing great.
Awesome. Hitting the fall market right now. June, July, and August worked out really, really good for us. July and August, things tend to slow down a little bit. People go on vacations. Wasn't the case for us this year. So we're really fired up to get going in the fall just because, we planted a lot of good seeds, over the last few years, and they're going to come to fruition. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no summer vacations here.
There really wasn't this year. No summer vacation for us this year. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to have time to be doing that stuff, especially when you own a business, man. You want to be as busy as possible.
You hiring? Yeah, nose to the looking? Ground.
I'm looking. I'm liking what you're talking.
Are you trying to pull one of these, like, where you get your employer to pay for your law school?
Then you go for it? What law school?
I don't know, man. We're going to get him in the
first. I'm a Suffolk alum, a former Suffolk alum.
I am too.
That's fair.
Oh. Yeah. Go Rams. Same here. Go Rams.
Wow. I forgot. Y'all didn't get the Suffolk. Yeah. I didn't graduate from there, but that's all right.
You went. You went to Suffolk.
Did you graduate from there? Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
Yeah. It's like I did 2 years at BC High and 2 at Archie's, and people always go, do you go to BC? I went to BC High.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't necessarily graduate from there, but I went to
Same. Yeah, I did 2 Archie's, 2 Quincy, so I'm also 1-2-2.
Then like 6 colleges.
It's, yeah. annual NFL preview show. I think this is at least your second year coming in.
Third?
Yeah, we got third. All right. I got to remember all the years. Let me get a couple law office plugins here. School's just starting, people coming in, whether it's high school, college. What do you think the most busy thing you guys have going on right now at the law office?
Law office, it's all real estate all the time here. We have a lot of people right now that are currently looking to buy houses. There's a lack of inventory right now in the market, but with the rates dropping right now, you're going to see a lot more buyers hitting the market. So hopefully there's more inventory hitting, because obviously if you have more buyers versus sellers, economics 101, you know exactly what's going to happen with prices. So we have a lot of that going on. We're working with a lot of great referral partners right now, which is great, because these are a lot of people that we've worked together. We're hitting our 50 year right now. We're a full-time real estate law firm. And a lot of these people, we've grown our careers together, and seeing all of them be able to take off, right with us step by step, right? So that's pretty cool to see everyone working together. And also we're doing a lot of zoning and variance work, which is a lot of development stuff going on as well. So we're flying with that, and we're full steam ahead.
Any big projects coming in Quincy right now you can give us a leak on?
We got a few going in Quincy.
They're building like crazy around.
Building like crazy.
What's going where the IHOP is?
I don't know yet. I don't know. It's still being talked about. So.
Give us one leak.
It's attorney-client privilege.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You're applying to law school, man. There we go. You get right, education.
This is why we got to get a job.
Yeah. No, but
it's sealed.
It's going to be a great fall market. We're on pace right now. We're probably going to end up having the best year that we've had, which would beat last year. So that's what you want to be doing as you're growing your business, is to continue to get better every day, year after year. And that's just a credit to myself, my staff, and a lot of the great people that we work with. So, and our great clients.
My favorite year is? The next one.
The next year.
Exactly. Yeah. Can't wait to beat this year next
Putting
year.
Putting up record numbers over here.
Somewhat of a serious question here. I have friends, I always look myself. What do you think is the real reason why, people who have grown up, lived in the city of Quincy, lived close to town, you're seeing them move, to the Rocklands of the world, to the, even down to Plymouth. Sure. Why are they getting out of here?
I don't think it's by choice.
Yeah.
One is it's a lack of inventory right now, and two, it's the pricing. We talked about it before we came on tonight, you talked about shacks in certain areas of the city. Like, how is it going for 300 grand here? It's just the price of these things are just getting out of control, especially for people that grew up here. And it's forcing a lot of people that grew up in the city out down to Rockland, not so much Weymouth. Weymouth's getting up there too. Rockland, Abington, that area down there, because the prices are a little more affordable and it's still very convenient. You get train stations there. Mm-hmm. And you're close to the highway as well. If we can get some more housing in here, hopefully we can get some more people that grew up in the city staying in the city.
Yeah. Who's buying all these houses up?
A lot of them actually right now that are moving in here right now. When they buy the house, it'd be a lot of people, maybe they're renting in Dorchester or Salty. Those type of people are coming in there as well. So,
okay. feel like Weymouth's like the new Quincy when it comes to real estate. Just
every Quincy kid's living in Weymouth.
Quincy kids are priced out.
I mean, guys, just follow the train station. You know, follow the train stations right now. You go, you know, Quincy right down to Braintree.
We have cars.
I know, but it's where they're going. And then, you know, I think Rockland's got a commuter rail station.
Yep.
Abington that way down there. I mean, it just keeps pushing people further and further out. So I'm just happy.
I would have thought, honestly, Rockland and Abington's like a I would rather live there, I think, right? Maybe.
Kind of.
Back in the day, Abington was like, you live in Abington, that's like kind of rich, no?
But Abington's a great area.
I know. I'm not talking shit. I'm like kind of saying,
you know what it is?
I used to want to live in Abington, not Quincy.
The further you get away from the city, right?
The better.
You get more bang for your buck. Yeah. I mean, I got a couple of friends that moved down like Bridgewater way, right? And you look at what you're paying for a house. So say you're spending $700,000 on a house, right? We'll just call it that, right? What you're getting down that way versus in the city of Quincy or places closer to the city of Boston.
A lot of land.
You're getting a huge backyard. You're getting probably like four bedrooms, huge basement.
Dual garage.
Game room?
Game room.
That's up to you, yeah.
but that's what I'm getting at, is you're just getting more for your dollar. Now, on the flip side of that, the thing you're sacrificing on that end is, say, if you work in the city, you're commuting town, right? You're spending your whole life like basically on the highway commuting in. But now, obviously, with a lot of people are hybrid employees, you know, working from home multiple days a week, it's a lot more attractive, I think. So
that's great to hear. You know, I feel like with those towns like Abington and stuff, I feel like there's spots that are like in the middle of nowhere, and then there's spots that are getting, you know, closer to the Weymouth areas, at least what I've seen. You know, we came on here for the football show. I talked a little brass tacks.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Patriots are coming in this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. Zero expectations for this year. Really bad expectations. I haven't seen it probably in my life, at least since, like, actually watching football. You know, over-under is 4.5 wins. How do you feel about – I'll give you the open mic. How do you feel about the home team here?
Under. Pains me. And I know you just talked about how there hasn't been expectations like this probably in a lifetime. What year were you born?
93.
Well, Drew Bledsoe was born in 93.
Yeah.
So even when Drew Bledsoe came as the number one pick, like, there was hope.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then 94, you get you to the playoffs, and away they go. And then it goes into Tom Brady. I was born in 1982. I really didn't stop following until like 92, 93.
Yeah.
So I'm right with you. We're this is the first, like, this is unheard of.
Like we suck.
I haven't even played a game yet.
Yeah.
So to say, I'm going under 4.5. I think the defense is still pretty good. You're missing Christian Barrymore, which is a huge loss. I think Christian Gonzalez coming back is a big gain for them. I just don't see the offense being able to put the points up. It's a very tough division. I don't see them winning one division game. And I believe they're playing the NFC West.
You get San Francisco, you get Seattle.
She has three
Rams are a good team.
Three losses, at least three losses there. You get 16 division. And I think they're playing the AFC. They get a game with the Chargers. They got the AFC South. They play the whole AFC South, I believe.
They get the Bears.
So you might steal Tennessee that win there. So that gets you a three maybe.
Yeah, I think they're getting swept in the division, too. I don't think they're getting the game. Maybe against the Jets, because I really don't buy it yet.
Yeah.
But, we'll get into that a little bit.
And I feel like
J-E-T-S.
There's always been, like, an AFC East team. Like, a lot of them are really bad. They always snuck out a division win a lot of the times.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're because they all know each other.
Some of those shitty Bills teams back in the day, they would scrape up one.
I just don't get what they're doing. They traded away Matthew Judon. I get that, you know, return was pretty good, round three pick. But that was probably one of your best, if not best, players on defense. And then the head coach literally came out and said the rookie quarterback was outplaying Jacoby Brissett. You start Jacoby Brissett week one. Like, what are you saying to your team about, you know, being competitive this year?
I did like the Judon trade. I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
For the first couple of days and weeks of training camp, he's walking around with his sweatshirt on. He's walking around sitting on the cooler. New coach, you're kind of showing him up a little bit. So it was his opportunity, I think, Mayo or the GM, whoever, to kind of send a message, this is my team. You know, Judon wasn't your guy. He was in a contract year. He's probably not coming back here next year. You didn't want to pay him money. You're not going anywhere this year. Send a message that this is my team, my culture. This isn't how we're going to, you know, walk around in here and just kind of show me up. So I think that was a good move for them. As for Drake May, I mean, I'm with you. If he's the best player, you got to play him.
I mean, Tom Brady came out and said, rest the rookie kid the other day. saying that Jacoby should be starting. I heard that.
That's his boy.
He was on Fox. That is his, kind of his boy.
That is his guy, yeah.
Which backup or third string isn't his boy, though? He's probably played with half the league already.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Just Hoyer.
So, you know, I got a kind of list down here for the Patriots stuff. So who do you think is going to be the best player on offense this year? Like, there's, you know, offensive line looks like it's going to be the worst feature. You got Stevenson who signed the contract. You got some rookie wide receivers. Decent tight end set you got. And then you got a veteran quarterback who has never done anything as a starter.
I'm hoping it's one of the rookie wideouts. I'm hoping one of them shows, even with Brissett, I mean, none of them are going to put up a stellar number. It's anything crazy, but look like a very solid.
You're saying Javon Baker, yeah, and Jalen
Javon
Polk.
Baker, Jalen Polk, yep. Yeah. Like, at least, like, it looks like they hit on a wide receiver for the future.
Polk looked good in the preseason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't get how Stevenson stays healthy for 17 games. Like, how is he? How are they going to give the ball to him? Because they're going to ground and pound, try to go 20 to 30 a game with this guy. And you have a really bad offensive line to begin with. The defense already knows you're giving him the ball. The guy Hasty had a good preseason. Gibson actually looked pretty good. But how much pull are those guys going to be able to take? It just seems like he should be your best player. But how long is he going to be healthy enough to be on the field?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get cracked so many times before he hits the line of scrimmage, dude. <It's> like, he's not going to get fucking anywhere, man.
Is it I keep saying the Saidi So? Is that his name?
Yeah.
They've just been attacking him on radio talk, you name it. Like, they're like, oh, how bad is this offensive line? And they just lead off with that guy's name. Honestly, you feel really bad for him. Like, even though he's probably getting paid like hundreds of thousands of dollars to play, like, he's getting smoked. Right. Yeah, he'll be okay.
See, Polk looked good in the preseason. hopefully our best offensive player, when we're talking, you know, 17 weeks from now, is May.
That'd be great.
I mean, ideally, what would, if this is a, obviously we're not going anywhere. If May shows that he could play, and you know you have your quarterback of the future, and you end up with a top five pick, now you're in that position that a lot that the Bears were in last year, where now you can kind of hold that fourth or fifth pick hostage. Mm-hmm. No, you got your quarterback of the future. One of these quarterback needy teams can hop up, right? Now you switch your first round picks. You get multiple first round picks for years to come. Now you can really jumpstart this rebuild. And you know you get a top flight offensive tackle in there. And look at this draft talk in September.
Exactly. Never seen it.
Fired up, yeah.
They should bring you on board, Pat.
What's GM?
That's something.
Businessman to businessman.
That sounds like a decent strategy right there.
I mean, if you know he can play, it's phenomenal. If you know he can play and the year's awful, you're going to be able to stockpile so many first and second round picks by just trading down three or four spots.
I'm absolutely rooting for him to suck.
There's just a lot of like loser.
I want him to suck.
A lot of loser franchises that have like just focused on the draft instead of like trying to win games in a regular season. And it never works out. It like team just, you know, you think of the Giants before Daboll, even last year, they were tough. But even they were talking about the Bengals the other day, how bad they were in between Dalton and, you know, Burrow. Just all these loser franchises who were just focusing on these, you know, hitting these picks in the top 10 draft. There's a reason why they get it 5 years in a row, because they suck.
Maybe even look at Cleveland. Cleveland was picking in the top five. How many first-round quarterbacks did they
miss?
They missed on too many. And then you have the Jets. The Jets always are missing on first-round quarterbacks.
Detroit just figured it out, but that took, you know, getting a,
that was a free agent.
Head coach in. Yeah, free agent.
I know the Jets just kept going back to USC, and it was like, come on, guys. Just go.
Put in the odds of May being worth being the guy? What are the odds?
I say 70-30, yes.
I think it's really too tough to tell. Like, 70-30, like, that'd be nice. But they really didn't give him too many first-team reps. Like, the preseason was when to do it. If you're going to say this is a quarterback competition, give the kid an opportunity, because it clearly wasn't a quarterback competition. Jacoby Brissett's been the number one, you know, going to be the starter since March or whenever they signed him.
But we talked before he came on the air. That shoulder injury gave them, like, an in.
Yeah.
If they wanted to make the move, you could have played up that shoulder injury a little bit more. Hey, we're just going to start Drake May. He's not healthy. We wanted to sit him, but I mean, think back when you got to remember with the Chargers a few years back, they wanted to play Justin Herbert. They did. They wanted to sit Justin Herbert. Week two, Tyrod Taylor, the doctor gives him the shot.
Took him out. Yeah,
and then it happened to play Herbert. So I mean, there's a situation that like it might speed up getting him in.
And I just think Gerard Mayo, who's been like the vocal guy, you know, during these press conferences, and he's going to get, it's unfair, but he's going to get compared to everything he does to the greatest coach, you know, to ever coach. Bill would have never touched that sentence with a 10-foot pole of saying Drake May's outplayed, you know, Brissett, or, you know, this guy's my starter or that guy's my starter like that. Even though that some people didn't like his, I personally love the press conferences with Bill just not saying anything. But that's why he wouldn't say anything, to let these people speculate of, wow, what, this guy's an idiot for saying this and that.
He was saying things like that, and it was like crumbling some reporters' brains. Like, if Bill was still the coach, he would have absolutely crushed all of them, because he would have just been like, dude.
Is he got an Instagram today?
No.
Bill Belichick got an Instagram.
Bill's on IG.
His girl, who's in her 20s, like, posted something of Bill with like a goat, Billy Goat. Like, it was pretty cool.
Good what a stuff. Time to be alive.
Yeah.
So happy for him.
Yeah, no, he's doing well. He's like on everything. Like,
he does good on it.
Yeah, he does good.
Have you guys seen?
What do you think of his girlfriend?
Sorry.
Next question.
I had to sneak it.
Yeah.
No comment.
All right. What did we see about Bill?
What's that?
Did you say we said something about
Bill? No, I was going to say, do you see Saban on game day when he's with McAfee?
Yeah,
he looks horrified.
Yeah.
He looks horrified next to him.
He had an outstanding time last night. I watched the end of it, and he was loving every part of it that he's taking his shirt off and everything. Not Saban, but
if you see Saban's face, I still like Saban's like, dude, I got to get out of here.
Just... See, we don't want that. I wouldn't want that for Bill.
No, Bill's going to be coaching next year.
No.
He's going to have his fun this year. Yeah.
I want Bill to ride off into the sunset and relive his 20s.
Bill's going to have fun this year. Bill's going to do all sorts of TV. Bill's going to be running around with the 20-year-old. Come January, Bill's going to stop doing TV. Bill's going to dump the 20-year-old, and Bill's going to be getting a coaching job.
Either with the Eagles or the Cowboys, whoever has a worse season.
Yeah. Bill's just going to have his fun for the year. And then midlife crisis year, and then we'll 16th hole crisis, but...
I hope he gets a mugshot comes out of this.
That would be amazing. What a picture that would be.
Hopefully he gets good representation. Yeah.
For like skinny dipping in like Nantucket or something like ridiculous.
Well, we'll hop into week one of the Patriots at the Bengals.
What are you gonna break down?
It's the opening game. They're playing the Bengals, who, you know, the quarterback's coming off a season-ending injury. The, you know, their top receiver is holding out because of a contract. Just practiced today, but I mean, it's only 4 days before the game. I realize Jamar Chase is a stud. And then there's like the Bengals, like, organization is in turmoil. Like, there was a report that just came out. They just sold like 500 TVs for like $60 a pop just to like make some money.
What?
Yeah, it's insane. If someone brings it up, it's absolutely insane.
Team itself sold
TVs? Yeah, they're selling around 500 TV monitors from like, I don't know, size 12 inch to like 80 inch, which is like, you know, goes across the whole wall, like someone's house.
They have no money?
They said there aren't any clickers that come with the TVs, and then they'll give you the backdrop, like whatever you put in to get a TV on a wall.
I'd expect this from Cleveland. I'm disgusted by Cincinnati. The other side of Ohio was supposed to be better.
Well, people were teasing, oh, now you have enough money to pay Jamar Chase. Like, I just feel like this is a loser franchise.
They're paying with TV money.
It's like going to your cigarette turning car, coming up with the quarters, nickels, dimes.
Yeah.
Going to the sofa. Oh, I got a $1 bill here.
Don't worry, dear sir. I have it.
The Bengals are hanging on the streets with homeless signs.
Yes.
Yeah, they got like
need
the
to pay our players.
Free phones on the back of the moped. It's like, honestly, I don't know, buddy.
They might get a couple hundred.
These are billionaire owners, just, you know, penny and diamond people.
Right?
Insane.
So what do you say? So back to biz. What do we
got? Back to biz. 8.5-point spread. I just feel like the Patriots offense is not going to keep up with the Bengals. I think it's going to be closer to you think, because it's week one. Anything can happen. Joe Burrow's coming back. All the receivers are in disarray kind of with the Bengals. If they're playing a better team, I think I would probably pick an upset. But I'm going like 23-13 Bengals. Yeah.
I'm going to go 20-7 Bengals.
Fair. I think Joey Sly, what he's seen in the preseason, I could see him hitting a couple 50-yarders.
I could see that. I could also see Burrow throwing a pick or two early.
Yeah.
And then kind of settling in the second half and just pulling away. I could see, you know, I said 20-7. I could see this thing being 10-7, 13-7 for most of the game. And then Cincinnati just kind of steps on it in the fourth quarter and takes over.
Yeah, I'll see Christian Gonzalez. I think he gets a pick. Yeah.
And we just don't have the firepower. We just don't.
Yeah, nope.
Yeah, I think
30-3.
30-3. I like that. I think I think we're going to go 28-14. I think we're going to snag 14, but one of those is going to be late. I think.
Garbage time.
TV. Yeah, garbage time. I think we're going to get beat down pretty bad. But I think our defense, I think Gonzalez will get a pick because I think Joe Burrow is just going to be slinging. No fear of really anything else out there, especially with Ja'Marr Chase playing now.
Oh, for sure. I think the offense too much firepower. I haven't really seen who's on the defense for the Bengals yet, but they're usually solid. And I think they have that Hubbard guy on the DN that's definitely going to give this offensive line problems.
Yeah.
So we'll see going forward. Pat, we'll keep you around for the next. I got two questions here. So the Super Bowl is in February. There seems to be a lot of talk about a three-peat, Kansas City Chiefs. You know, I think the NFC is kind of in limbo outside of the Niners, who have been a pretty dominating team. That was a matchup last year, Chiefs, Niners. So, you know, who do you like going to the big game?
Big game. Let's see. I'm going to go double back from last year's.
Ooh.
Pick. Jets? No.
The Jets last year, or am I nuts?
J-E-T-S. We're going Jets.
He is.
If they stay healthy. I didn't get to preface that with that last year. If they stay healthy, if Aaron Rodgers plays 17 games, I just think that he's got the weapons with Wilson. And an underrated pickup by the Jets is Mike Williams, the receiver from the Chargers. I just think he gives you that whole big, you know, outside receiver who can just go up and get it. You know, I know he's got back issues. So, I mean, with Wilson, and then you got Mike Williams, you got Breece Hall in the backfield.
Breece Hall, one of the best run backs in the league.
Very good.
And I think Aaron Rodgers feels like he's got something to prove at 40. And I know everyone keeps trying to talk about it's a dysfunctional team with the coach and they're not getting along. I think once they stop playing, that stuff's going to work itself out. And I think, you know, everyone keeps talking about Rodgers. They still have a top five defense.
Yeah, defense is good.
And that's a top five defense that can go into a cold weather game in Arrowhead.
Defensive base head coach.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, like that defense had them in games with
Zach Wilson.
Very far from Aaron Rodgers last year. So
I mean, and I think they won seven games with Zach Wilson and was it Mike White was the other kid?
Yep.
So I like the Jets because, I don't want to go Kansas City. Everyone else is going to be doing that. And the NFC, I know the Niners, again, the trendy pick. I could see Brock Purdy coming back a little bit. I think I'm going to go with that coming out of the NFC. Let's go Dallas. Dak Prescott contract year. Bad loss to Green Bay in the first round of the playoffs last year. Mike McCarthy on the hot seat.
Job on the line. CeeDee Lamb just gets a new contract.
Bill Belichick breathing down his neck.
Oh, wow.
Jerry getting older. How about them Cowboys?
This would be one of the greatest Super Bowls ever if that were to
If it was Cowboys, Jets, like, get your popcorn ready. Like, that would be great.
Can't beat that.
But that just seems like in a dream. Like,
I respect
the analysis. I mean, anything's possible.
I think my brain would explode.
I mean, do you want me just to come on and say, okay, it's going to be Kansas City?
I'm pissed I didn't come up. Those are good picks.
Yeah.
Still, you got something beat that.
And it's crazy because that is like a real thing. Because that, for the last like 25 years, it's like a troll pick. But like that could happen this year. That's like a real thing. Yes. You know what I mean? That it's like a possible thing.
And Dallas a tough like D2.
Oh, yeah.
They could also go down in flames. So
yes.
that pick might be the most laughable pick.
Yes,
it could be.
You picked the Jets last year, right? And they went down week one. So
week one.
Not fair. Fourth snap. Like, that's not fair.
That could happen again.
He looked good running out with that flag. He looked
great. He was the greatest
highlight of the season, baby.
He's on Monday Night Football again to start the year.
Yeah, against the best team in the NFC, San Fran.
Yeah.
So we'll be watching.
I think San Fran has the guy who tackled him last year, too. Oh, I think he picked him up.
Of course he did. Most Jets thing ever.
It is.
Still, you got a Super Bowl pick?
We're going Ravens. I think Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, they stay healthy. That is a fucking zone on read nightmare, the likes of which you've almost never seen before. The Eagles. They're coming. Jalen Hurts, fly, Eagles fly. They got Saquon.
Took my pick.
Oh. Sox.
People forget about Derrick Henry on Baltimore.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Has he been there?
No, he just signed a two-year deal. I mean, he's been with Tennessee for 8-9 years.
If you're trying to tackle Lamar Jackson and he gets the handoff off, you're not arm tackling Derrick Henry.
He just seems like a Raven.
He just seems very much so.
Mike, they lost Patrick Queen. The defense kind of went away. and Kansas City got better. I know that, like, Kansas City's not the pop. I mean, is the popular pick, so it's kind of, you know, boring here. I don't think they're going to three-peat. I think they're going to get back to the ship. And Philly, who played them 2 years ago and lost in it, is going to get back. Saquon Barkley is going to be like Derrick Henry is going to be to the Ravens, but I think the Eagles have a better defense than what the Ravens have, and it's a lot easier path in them, so you don't have to play Patrick Mahomes until you get to the Super Bowl. So I'm taking the Eagles over the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. Well, I think one thing with the defense of the Ravens, though, like, whoever they got is, like, the Ravens are fucking good at that, man. Yeah. Like, the Ravens have lost many is defensive Calvin talent Norbeck and, like, on the next team? Guy.
Yeah. Harbaugh replaces that defense like Belichick used to with that Patriots offense. You know, slot receiver, doesn't matter who it was, Welker, Edelman, Troy Brown, you know, whoever it was, we just rinse and repeat, whether it was Vereen or, you know, Kevin Falk or, you know, whoever, James White, whoever was that third down back too. It's like Baltimore does that on defense. It doesn't matter. It's a middle linebacker or the safeties. They just kind of, they just, you know, they plug and play.
Yeah, like the guy, we have no idea what his name is right now. He's going to have like 11 sacks.
Yeah.
it's
you
what
get
they
Hollywood
do
Brown. You get Xavier Worthy out of the draft. Like, Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year and the year before, and they got better than last year. Like, their offense has better weapons for the best quarterback in the league. And I think they just signed a couple guys on the offensive line. Their defense basically has everyone back. They signed Chris Jones to a big deal. So I don't know how you can pick against the Chiefs to make it back to the Super Bowl. But you guys did.
Yeah, well, we did. Basically, you picked the Bengals or the Ravens.
That's about it. Otherwise, you're right. It is
like that's about
it. The Jets. Don't forget the Jets.
Yes.
Don't let them sleep.
Are the Bills good?
I think they're going to surprise people. I think.
Give me the Bills. Give me the Bucks.
Bills, Bucks.
Maybe Lions.
Who do you got for MVP?
MVP, that was the next pick. Putting me on the spot here. I don't really have my pick in my head. Anyone got a pick?
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, good comeback. Okay. It's a good one.
Got to light it up this year. But then they're not going to make it.
I got a good comeback player of the year. We'll do MVP first.
Aaron Rodgers?
I did that last year. It didn't work out well.
So Lamar won it last year. Patrick Mahomes has won it twice, I think.
You got to go Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes is the pick, and that's just the boring pick.
Like, give me Baker.
Baker? You took Baker last year. Baker signed a deal with them, I think.
Okay, good. Yeah. Give me Baker.
What do you think of CJ Stroud? Here.
I think CJ Stroud could. You know, it's another one. Jordan Love, I think, is like 15-1.
Yeah.
He had 30-something touchdowns last year. His offense... Poor A.J. Dillon's out for the year, but they got Josh Jacobs. Could balance it out a little bit better.
A.J. Dillon's out for
the year? Yeah, they just said it's something with his neck.
Yeah.
It's tough going.
Because with Stroud, too, I mean, he lit it up last year as a rookie, sophomore year now, right. And he just got Diggs. Might light it up.
Yeah.
He can't Diggs. Might regress with Diggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, yeah.
C.J. Stroud, that's a good one. NFL comeback play of the year. This is what I was mentioning before we got on.
Yeah.
My guy, Sam Darnold.
Oh, I was going to say that.
He's got weapons. He's got Jordan Addison. Yep. Obviously, he's got Justin Jefferson. Addison. I don't know who they have running the ball, but
Jones from Green Bay.
Oh, Aaron Jones. Yeah. Perfect. So they have a true number one.
A great coach.
Yeah.
What team is he on?
Sam Darnold, the Vikings.
Oh, okay.
So J.J. McCarthy got hurt for the season. Yep. I think Darnold was going to beat him on anyways. Saw it. Was in South Carolina in March. Met Sam Darnold at a bar there.
Oh, shit.
And I was just like, it's meant to be. It's meant to
was
be.
Was he a nice guy?
Wow.
Yeah, he was a nice guy.
Do you tell me or just come back playing?
I put it in my head after I left, and I also wanted to say, like, oh, he's seeing ghosts, but like,
he's a big dude.
You shouldn't have said it to him. You should have just said it like looking at the bar or something, like watching whatever.
I want a ghost tequila, I meant.
Wow, that guy's seeing ghosts, man.
Great vodka lemonades over there.
Yeah, I did. I liked it. I was going to, that's who I was going to go with. Sam Darnold come back. And I'm going just for the odds. I mean, his odds. I mean, everyone wants you to say Aaron Rodgers comeback player.
Yeah.
That's the easy one. That's like going Mahomes MVP. But it's set up offensively for him there. You're inside, like you just said, you have Hawkinson, Addison, Jefferson, Jones, a great offensive head coach.
And my thing, too, tough division. If you even get to, you know, 9-8, That puts them in the conversation. I've been watching the Hard Knocks with Chicago. They have a lot of talent on offense and defense. Obviously, everyone who watches a Hard Knocks thinks this team's going to be awesome. And they usually suck.
Yeah, no.
Caleb Williams looks like the real deal. Looks like he can, you know, make plays that not a lot of guys can make in the, you know, NFL. We'll see. That's another, I think, sleeper team.
I mean, you got to look at two with Chicago.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen, number 3.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah. Roma Dunze
is great. And DJ Moore.
DJ Moore just got signed to a big contract. Well, that's the thing with the Vikings, too. They also could win, like, four games. You
know, like, I think that's a division where they're all going to be good, but they could all be on top of each other with 10-9 wins by the end of the year.
Because they all seem like 10-9 wins. Besides, I think the Lions will get, 12. I think they'll get up there. Yeah. I think they're going to be fighting back again.
Like, they're my backup Super Bowl.
Backup Super Bowl.
Kind of de facto, because I have to pick Tampa.
Well, you're
Tampa.
A Tampa guy. I have to pick Tampa,
but like, Lions are my next pick.
Fair enough.
Remember that.
I'm looking at the comeback play odds and 6+5,000 Gardner Minshew.
Oh, wow.
What's he coming back from?
Need it. Who cares?
What's he coming back from?
The casinos.
Strip clubs, yeah.
What team's he on?
Raiders, and he's like the starting quarterback.
Is that new?
Yeah, he won the job.
Oh, my God.
No, we're back.
Speaking of Raiders, did you
Vegas? Vegas is actually... No, they're fucking...
No, they're bad. Fuck. Did you hear the Davante Adams mic'd up stuff when he was playing Garoppolo on the...
really bad.
Oh, not a ring endorsement for Jimmy G.
No, he was...
He's going to get me killed.
He got benched because Davante Adams was...
He went to the coach. You
got to get him out of the game. That bad.
What happened?
He just couldn't throw him the ball.
He was on that Netflix documentary, and he's mic'd up, and all he's doing is just bashing Garoppolo.
Oh.
You're going to get me killed. You like, what do you say? You throw me a couple stretcher balls a game. Like, get him out.
Oh, yeah. And he's always been a guy that knows how good he is. Like, he'll give the shit. Like, he'll be like, oh, like, get me the fucking ball.
And then so they have him mic'd up, and then they're doing the interview part. And like, Davante, he's like, well, Jimmy's a good guy. He's like...
It's the NFL.
Yeah.
I can't believe Gardner's in Vegas. That is fucking awesome. That is awesome. That I might have to move to Vegas. Yeah.
Pat, we'll get you out of here. I know you're probably busy.
BC the other night. Boston College. What a win.
Let's go.
Castellanos looking good.
For the program. Billy O'Brien, they just looked well coached.
Was it more of Florida State sucking, or was it BC being that good? I think
it's a mixture. A
little of both. Florida State stunk.
Well, I think if you're in 90 degree heat and you have the ball for 14 minutes and 30 seconds in the first quarter, and you keep just beating up a defensive line running the football effectively, you're going to wear a team down.
Well, I think that's what Bill Brown's going to do. He's going to make that team, at least if they're going to lose a game, be the more physical team.
Yeah. I mean, you could just tell you, they just seemed very well coached. They have a guy, I think his last name is Ryan, is the defensive coordinator, who's an NFL guy.
Yeah.
They just seemed more disciplined.
Everyone after the game was like, are they going to make the playoffs? I was like, you guys are nuts.
They got Duquesne. They got Duquesne at the height Saturday. Before
should
I
probably catch a BC game this year?
We should. Before I probably get some gifts to you boys. Get some hats.
Oh, wow. Oh,
we love swag.
Thank you.
We love swag.
Yeah, we got some t-shirts.
Okay.
Here we go, boys.
I did mention it. Jets
colors. Thank you.
What's that?
I did mention it. Jets colors. Is that... Was that intentional?
No, we always go with the black and green at Foley Law. That's kind of like it. Yeah, but
I like it. Irish.
Love it.
There you go, boys.
Appreciate you.
There you go. Buy a house, get a shirt, get a
nice
hat.
Material, too.
There you go, boys.
Cheap out on the material. That's
no,
great.
We didn't cheap, man. We go all in. We full
all in.
We full asset.
That's good stuff.
Let's go.
Yeah. All right, boys. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Appreciate you.
Good luck in business.
Thank you, sir.
Just here.
That was a great segment.
It was good.
Sam Darnold, man. That's what I was going to say before we came on. I was all over that for weeks.
Really?
I think he's going to do good.
I think it's a good opportunity, but the more I think of the other teams, I'm like, there's always one team who doesn't grab all the wins and the other teams do.
Yeah.
That could be that team.
But it was like last year, I remember Minnesota. They won like, they started like 0-4, but the year before they won 11 games, but like 9 of them were in the last minute.
Yeah, and that's...
And they're just like, oh, look, everything that happened from the year before is just the opposite right now. Like they're missing the field goal at the end of the game now instead of, like, hitting it. And, like...
It's the difference sometimes.
Yeah. That's the difference in the league. It's tough.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, you take the top, like, two really, really good teams and get rid of, like, the last two, like, really bad teams. You think you take all those teams between 5 wins and 11 wins and kind of put them together. There's really not much of a difference, you know.
So it makes Red Zone great.
Yeah, Scott Hansen getting ready. But it's going to be fun. All right, boys.
For sure.
I'll catch you.
Yeah.
Anything you guys need, let me know. Always a pleasure popping on. If you guys need any golf shirts, hats, all that shit, let me know, okay?
Thank you, man.
If you get arrested, let me know.
I will. I'm on the street now.
Yeah, he's cleaned it up.
I'll see you, boys.
See ya.
Have a good one.
Coming back here, Patrick J. Foley just concluded his segment. Always great to have him in. Brought in the merch.
Covered some NFL stuff, and we're going to be covering some more right now. As
do you think he's getting an extra hat?
you can have my hat after this. I'll leave it on for the segment.
I got to dirty up a new hat.
I know you're. Yeah, I know you're big. I've been a decent hat guy. Hat
too.
Yeah, yeah, but
you like rocking that Pats hat. You're going to want to burn that.
I just thought I'd wear it the first week, so I'm like, okay, like, let's get it in this week because I don't know if I'm going to get it in again.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably
doubtful.
Not.
Highly doubtful.
Highly doubtful.
I did have five bold questions presented by Patrick J. Foley. We covered about two of them, three of them.
So keep them coming.
So, you know, Magic, I had bonus question here. Best concessions when you go to an NFL game?
We asked this shit so many times.
But concessions at an NFL game, why not?
Popcorn, probably.
The popcorn at that NFL game, dude, you gotta...
Yeah.
Nah.
Popcorn's like... My concession doesn't change, like, depending on what the sporting event is.
See, that's dedication. That's important, like information that people want to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Popcorn is, you can't go wrong with popcorn, I feel.
That's right. It's like, chicken tenders. Like that,
it's chicken tenders all day.
Great snack, though, popcorn. Not hating on popcorn.
Some places can have bad chicken tenders. Am I wrong about that? I haven't been to
absolutely, but you at least go for it. And if they suck, you kind of deal with it.
You're drunk enough.
I've never had bad popcorn. Ever at a game.
I've had some shitty popcorn in my day.
Yeah,
tough go.
Where?
Just like the household. Like
yeah, oh,
maybe
yeah.
Maybe it's on me for putting in the microwave too long.
Yeah,
like if that's a
homemade, that's your fault. Yeah, that's your fault.
There's a reason I'm excited when I get to an event to get my pop. I'm like, this is the good stuff. This is the real shit. Give it to me.
Do they have a Gillette? Do they have the butter thing that they have at the movie theaters? No, I don't think so.
I doubt it.
No, I doubt it. That seems like a lot of commitment.
These places salt their popcorn up so good. It's just fucking delicious.
Oh, delicious.
You're making me want it. I might go to the movie theater after this for some.
In the reality, will Magic's Tampa Bay Bucks make the playoffs?
Yes.
Okay.
Are they better? Like, well, I don't know nothing about
I think the
them.
Division got better. I think Atlanta's going to personally win the NFC South, and that's the only way in Tampa's going to get in. I think, you know, from top to bottom – Atlanta's a loser franchise. Don't get me wrong, but they've gotten, you know, some guys in there.
Who?
Kirk Cousins is going to be their quarterback.
Bum.
Kind of a bum, but he throws the ball pretty well.
Way bigger bum than my guy.
Bijan Robinson going to be his second year, going to be one of the best backs in football. They did get Matt Judon from the Pats. They'll be good on both sides of the football. Division's kind of weak. Saints defense was good last year. I don't see that being a big obstacle, and Carolina's going to be just as bad as the Pats. So it's really, I think, a two-man race. I think it's going to be between Tampa and Atlanta.
So I got a shot.
So, yeah, and the shot he's saying you're against is Kirk Cousins.
So you got it. So anyone's going to shot at that point.
It's 60-40 worst case.
Atlanta's culture is losing. They suck.
Fair.
Now, I think, what if he goes down and the rookie comes in? Then, wait, maybe Atlanta.
Who's their rookie?
Oh, Michael Penix.
Penix.
Oh. They draft him 8th overall. That's also a good.
He's a good
point. Yeah, he will be a good backup. We'll see. We'll see if Kirk Cousins can stay healthy. Long shot Super Bowl winner yet? Because we didn't make our picks. The long shot Super Bowl winner.
Lions.
I mean, Lions. They're still probably in the top five. I don't know if you call that. I'd say, yeah, if the Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl any year,
that's a fucking long shot.
So more of a long shot than I'd say the Cowboys.
Absolutely, like, yeah.
Even the Jets. Jets got Rodgers. So,
yeah.
They're a pretty big long shot, too. That's why I loved his pick.
I'm a big don't sleep on the Bills guy this year because everyone's writing them off.
They're a long shot.
They got rid of, you know, a couple guys on defense. They got rid of Diggs. They got rid of Gabe Davis. But that double tight end set, and I think Josh Allen, besides Pat Mahomes, is probably the best quarterback in the league. I think Buffalo could make some noise.
We're talking just pure long shots. What if Harbaugh goes from NCAA championship to Super Bowl champion?
That would be fucking wild.
What team's he coaching?
The Chargers.
Chargers. That'd be fucking crazy.
No receivers, but
no, they're like that. We're talking long shots here.
Yeah.
That's a long shot.
I am not picking the Chargers to win fucking like anything.
Well, if we're throwing out long shots,
Minshew Mania
in Vegas.
No, he'll start like 3-2, and like everyone will be fired. Like they start 3-2, I'll be fired up.
No, I need the Raiders to start like 3-0. I need that hype train to be as big as it can get before they inevitably come.
He just needs to make that city fun. Like, exactly. He needs to like bring fun to Vegas football.
One of the first we started the pod, I think one of the titles was Minshew against Dobbs. Like, who would you rather see? All right, so he's on San Francisco. Josh Dobbs, currently on San Francisco. Could win a ring this year.
I was about to say, Could we get Dobbs a ring?
Could we let the man cook?
Believe in your dreams, kids.
Purdy goes down, Dobbs goes in.
Then we're not getting the ring.
Don't bug.
When's the last time he played a meaningful game?
Like last year?
Yeah, something like that.
He was like a...
he actually filled in sick for what team.
Probably Minnesota for a little bit.
He kind of set the world on fire for like 2 weeks when I got hurt.
What week will Drake May start a game?
So in my perfect world...
They're bye weeks, like I think like week 12.
He's going to start the week of the London game.
Wow.
So we'll be frying, frying a turkey behind the Irish while Drake May is getting ready to make his fucking debut.
That sounds good.
That's my perfect
world. Softball team doesn't get the open bar this year because we didn't earn it. Didn't earn it.
Hate to see it. Hate to see it. Realistically, it could be any one of the first like 6 weeks though.
Yeah.
That's like not a long shot.
I'm still like second half, like maybe. Like Jacoby Brissett could get knocked out. Dude, he basically got knocked out in a preseason game.
Against
the number twos.
There's absolutely no guarantee. We could be on quarterback fucking like five at the end of the year.
Yeah, no, I think that's a real possibility.
Like if Brissett just sucks it up for every week for the first few weeks, they're just going to keep going with him?
I don't think.
Because like the expectations are that low, like he's allowed to just suck.
Yeah.
The first few weeks, definitely. There might be a breaking point of that, and that's where you get into like week eight and stuff. But like probably before like the halfway point of the season, if Drake May steps in, I think it's because of injury.
I will say if he turns over the ball, the leash will become a lot shorter. But if he's just, you know, going out there.
Three and outs.
50 percentage completions. Doesn't throw too many picks, but also doesn't throw touchdowns. Just like boring football.
Yeah.
Like they'll keep him in there.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah, no, which is awful. That's all you want to say.
That is legit the worst torture.
Patriots are not must-see TV this year.
I'm telling you, just no. Jameis Winston for a seventh round pick. Just do it. It'll be way more fun.
Yeah.
I can't believe they didn't do it.
That sucks.
Because Jacoby Brissett played for this team fucking 10 years ago for a cup of coffee. Played one or two games starting because Brady was suspended. Like, so, come on. Come on. People.
We touched in onto it a bit, but speaking of Jameis Winston, fuck Florida State and every one of their fans. Let's go. I couldn't have wrote in a better year of the season.
I don't think this.
It's unbelievable.
I don't think there's been an ever better, not even start, just a better week that you've had of college football probably in the last, you know, since you've been like coherent of watching college football.
It's up there.
Like you guys smoked Florida, the U of Miami, in case you don't know.
Murdered Florida. 80s style. Like they were giving the chomp to the people in the crowd. Gainesville was silent. They were leaving with like 7 minutes left in the game.
Love it.
BC had Doak Stadium in Tallahassee, leaving with 7 minutes left in the game. Boston College.
It's not even week one yet, and they're 0-2. They lost in week -1 and week zero.
I believe they were ranked fifth preseason.
Yeah, and
they are currently unranked.
Yeah, they put them 10th. I don't know if that was because they didn't like fix it because they were the only ones who played the week before, but they were ranked 10th going into the game the other night. Like, this team's awful. There's a reason why that guy's transferred twice. Whatever the hell his name is, from Clemson, went to Oregon State, and then went to Florida State. He was awful.
Well, and also, best part of it is, like, with their schedule, like, Florida State might literally go, like, 4-8 this year, and they signed that loser coach to an 8-year deal.
There was a reason why they didn't get in last year, because you're a fucking bunch of losers.
That guy is 2-9 without Jordan Travis. Florida State has gone 0-2, five times in its history. Three of those times are under this coach. Things are looking so up. The U is so back. Let's go.
Love it.
Had to distract from the NFL for a bit. It was too great of a weekend. If only fucking Kelly and LSU could have pulled it off versus USC, that would have been the perfect weekend.
Big tilt for the Crimson Tide this weekend. Playing South Florida. See how it goes.
Second best team in Florida after the U.
Shots fired at the Gators. No, that Cam Ward looks like the real deal. Hopefully he doesn't, you know, break his clavicle next week.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
A lot of slander for Clemson after this week, too. And it's like, they got killed by Georgia.
Yeah, like, slow down.
A lot of teams are going to get killed. Every team but, like, two have been killed by Georgia the past, like, 4 years.
Had a busy weekend last weekend. Now we got Thursday night football. You have Friday night football in Brazil with the Packers and Eagles. You got college football. And then Sunday's NFL football. Like, I'm probably not going to leave my couch. I think that's the weekend it's looking towards.
You're going to lock in?
Going to lock in. Going to try to win some money back from going on vacation last week.
How was that?
It was beautiful.
Great, oh, the concessions. Great into it. Concessions.
It was fun. Just got, you know, in a madhouse, went to, a beach. I think it's called a cliffhanger or something. Went on a beach for a nice concert. Then we went over to my favorite place in Charleston, South Carolina, Reds, where they had this DJ just bumping, you know, tunes. And at one point, I was dancing in the middle of the whole party. Going nuts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I put my shiny shoes on, I don't, you know, I try to be a humble guy, but
Naslin Naribble.
Oh, dude.
Let it rip.
You can't match up these moves.
How is MVP Karin doing?
He was down bad, but he's doing well today. I'll tell you when we get off the mic.
Okay.
Respectful. Shout out bartender Karin. Hopefully you do
well.
Shout out
Karin.
How was the concert? Was it like
game seven?
A notable act or just like live music? Either way is awesome. I'm not fucking.
It was like 46 something. I forget. I don't think they were too like national well-known, but it was great.
No, it could be a guy with a guitar and it's sick.
It was good stuff.
Music guy.
Tell me anything about that church bar? I've been seeing people going there.
Oh, yeah, we went there.
What is that? Like it was a more former of a
dinner,
church?
Yeah, former church. It's like a dinner place. It's called Church and Union or something like that. Go in the middle of Charleston. I have a good, nice steak dinner. They got everything you want in there.
What you got? What kind of steak?
I think it was like a ribeye or something. Okay. We got a ripping. Nice place to bar hop. They have, you know, the historical sites if you're into that. They're not allowed to break down that historical sites to put condos, which I like that rule. Like it's like grandfathered in, so like they can't move it.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful place to see. I highly suggest going down.
I've always been curious about Charleston.
Yeah, it's just cooling down a little bit. We caught like mid-80s all week.
Hell yeah.
We were in the pool one day and started pouring for an hour. Like we're already in the pool. Might as well stay wet.
Stay wet.
Got it going. Yeah. Bring the boom. Double chunk chocolate cookies.
Oh, God.
Great stuff.
Okay.
No, you're not into those guys?
Double chunk chocolate chip cookies?
No, the Costco guys, no. No.
Oh, them. I like the Rizzler. I don't like his family.
The Rizzler's good. Rizzler's
good. Great.
I don't even think they are family, but we at least had to bring them up.
Fuck them, yeah. Fuck
them. We'll get into... the important part of the week. I did mention this, you know, NFL games. I will start. I'm going to, you know, go with my comeback player of the year. They're playing what I think is the worst team in football. GM, you know, probably going to get fired this year. Brian Daboll, who's a good coach. He just in the wrong spot. Vikings on the road in New Jersey against the New York Giants. Minnesota favored by 1 point. I'm going to go with Minnesota on the road getting a W in game one. They're going to remember that playoff loss 2 years ago where the Giants beat them. They upset them. Vikings going in with Sam Darnold throwing at least 2 tutties to my boy Justin Jefferson. Bang.
I like it. I like it.
You guys have any picks?
I am going against Magic. I'm sorry.
Big mistake.
I am an LSU guy. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be fucking awesome.
Ooh.
And I think he's going to light up the Buccaneers.
3.5 points.
I think
spread.
He's putting on a show.
Tampa's favored.
I think dogs, light them up.
I'm going against Steel here. We're going to have a battle week one.
Milk? No milk. No
I
milk.
Will not do fucking milk for a Commanders Bucks week one matchup. I'm above that.
I literally know nothing about what's going on. I don't even know if we still had fucking Baker.
It's honestly so bad of a matchup that like there should be milk on it.
There kind of should, but like. I don't know.
We'll get into the...
Wait, we got to wait for the milk bets.
Oh, for
we
sure.
We got the marinade a little.
We got a week one matchup too, Magic, of Harbaugh versus Minshew. What do we think?
That's big.
Minshew. Is it in Vegas?
No, it's in L.A. Ugh. L.A.'s favored by 3. That's a nice 4 o'clock
I take
slot
it back.
Game.
I got hot, bro.
They said hot. Scott Hansen.
Right. I was called him Hoff, bro.
Hoffy kid.
What's his name? Jim Harbaugh.
Harbaugh. Yeah,
Harbaugh.
Yep.
Okay.
That's how you kind of.
I got him over Gardner.
You got
week one.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
We have a really nice Sunday night game. It's a rematch of the wild card from last year. You know, Matt Stafford played his whole career in Detroit until he won a Super Bowl with the Rams. Rams on the road in the line with the Lions. Detroit favored by 3.5 at home. Who do you like, Steele?
The Lions are fucking feeling it, man.
Yeah.
Detroit's so ready. That team's so ready. That coach is so ready. That city is so ready.
By the half point, and you're going to risk it?
All out.
Okay. I like the Lions here. By the half point. By the half point. By the half point. First game.
Sure.
Running back tandem for the Rams, Kyren Williams, Blake Corum. Could be tough. Cooper comes back.
I think I can talk myself into picking the Lions every game they play this year.
Yeah, I think they could go 17-0.
Yeah.
After going 0-16.
Just show me some Dan Campbell highlights, and I'll be like, I kind of like the Lions.
And then Pat's pick on Monday Night Football is going to be the Jets on the road against the Niners. Niners favored by 4.5 points. Is Aaron Rodgers going to stay healthy? You got the Jets?
Got the Jets. I'm riding with them.
Jets cover.
I think Jets sneaky upset.
I think their defense is so good they're going to stop, but I think there's too much with San Fran.
Yeah, and it's just like
this. And Aaron Rodgers is still getting used to it. I mean, he played 4 fucking snaps last year. Like, he's coming back.
Yeah.
I think it's a close game, but I think
at the end,
I think the 49ers pull it out.
I think Greg Zuerlein, if he's still their kicker, I think he is going to nail a game winner, send them back to New Jersey 1-0. I like it. Like what I see. Any good college football over the weekend? We got any good stuff?
We went through it. It was fucking amazing. Oh, next week, yeah.
No, this week coming up, we have, I think, with the Texas got a big game against Michigan. Is that what we got? That's what we got going.
Get there.
So that should be good. Michigan, coming off their championship.
Love the noon start, too.
Cruise to a win. Oh, it's a new. I love when it's
right out of the gate.
Quinn Ewers is supposed to be up for Heisman with Texas. Going to be, top 10, 15 pick. Texas favored by 7.5 points on the road. 7.5 points.
Well, Michigan still has to, prove themselves and whatnot. Yeah. They lost, everything, including their coach. There's a lot going on there.
You still have Loveland, who's one of the best tight ends in the league in the college football. Mullings had a good week last week. They still have Edwards. Good running back set.
Oh, yeah, and their defense is Michigan's defense. I mean, they're still there.
Yeah, I kind of like Michigan at least covering. I don't know who's going to win, but 7.5 points, that's a lot of points. In the big game, 8 o'clock, is there anything good? You never even know. I'm looking down here. One game's on Peacock, another game's on Amazon. Just put it on, local cable.
Well, I think they kind of thought Houston, Oklahoma might be, more important.
Yeah, that's true. Bama's favored by 30.5 against your South Florida guys.
That's fine.
First game without Nick Saban in over a decade. Can be tough.
Well,
can be a tough season.
The third best team in Florida, Florida A&M.
Yeah, not even a point spread. That's how bad it is. Yeah. Not even a damn point spread.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
I think that's all we have tonight. And
no movies?
Anything else?
No movie talk this week?
Yeah, we talked about The Instigators a couple weeks ago. That movie sucked.
There's new stuff out.
What do you got? What am I watching tonight?
Yeah, what am I watching tonight?
I'm a little bit balls deep into the Fall Guy. I gave it started watching.
I haven't watched that yet. Yeah, Gosling. I know what you're talking about.
It had me a little hooked in. I put it on late last night.
Nice. Have you seen The Challengers yet?
No.
Little cucking. I'm dead serious. Little cucking in there. Tennis movie.
Is it free on streaming yet?
I've heard it's very good. I've not seen it.
I'll watch it if it's free.
I watched it on the flight back. It was good. It was just about two tennis guys who play with each other their whole life. One night it happens. I won't ruin it for you.
Yeah. I know that something happens.
There was this scary movie I watched last night on Netflix. It's the number one thing on Netflix right now. I can't really remember the name, but it's a true story about demons, in a haunted house.
Oof.
They're out there. You got to be ready for that.
No, but it was
Deadpool Wolverine. Have you guys talked that yet on here?
No.
Anyone see it?
You're not. Great flick.
You must have seen it, right?
Great flick. Unbelievable.
One of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
The Deliverance. That's what I watched last night. Kind of a shit.
I've seen that pop up.
Kind of a shitty movie, but it's a true story.
Is it though?
No, it is.
Horror movies do that shit.
Looked it up after Gary, Indiana. this house and the people went nuts in a hospital.
Were you actually scared?
I wasn't scared. It honestly wasn't a good movie, but it was a good story.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You can see a bad movie, but it's a good story.
I haven't watched a good horror movie in forever, but I might give that a
shot.
They're
few and far between, but they're out there. They're out there. You can find them.
What was another one? The Bad Monkey Show, I'm all in on. That show has quickly turned into like a sneaky
fit. I haven't seen that yet.
It's a shockingly good show. Like, I threw it on just thinking like Vince Vaughn's going to mail it in here in a late retirement role.
Dude,
I'm hooked.
Dude, it's just him.
It's on tonight, new release. Like, I'm literally hooked in for weekly releases.
It's just his wheelhouse. It's basically just like a comedy drama where he's just telling jokes half the time, sleeping with like pretty, you know, good looking women and like killing it. Like, that's literally what he strives on. Like, I don't know. And then there's been a couple good untolds. There was one about Steve Air McNair, the murder.
Is that one good?
Yeah, it was all right, but it was cool because I like Steve McNair growing up, and there was more to the story than what you thought. Like, it was this homicide of, you thought, you know, some woman shot her, and then there comes another thing where they didn't investigate this guy, and this guy might just be, you know, walking, you know, scot-free, who has a hell of a rap sheet for, and then he might have just murdered Steve McNair. And then there was also one last week, Connor Stallions of the Michigan.
Yeah.
That was a really good one because that guy's a nut. Prez was in it. And basically he knew everyone's signs while doing it illegally. And it was insane.
Is he a coach?
Sideline
coach.
So he was in the military. When he went to, I think he went to the Naval Academy, he was their signs coordinator guy, aka just looking on the sidelines, picking up everything. And it got down to his science where he would take like 55 pictures of himself with doing different motions. And like, he was just like a sign reader. And like, there is a bunch of like.
And it was all legal?
Yes and no. Like, that's,
it's not as illegal as they thought.
Exactly. The guy was just an absolute savage.
I'm interested in that. I love a guy who would bend the rules.
You would
like
it. You would like,
because the Air McNair one's got me. I honestly didn't even. I forgot he got murdered.
Yeah. Speaking of absolute savages, did you guys see Chestnut Kobayashi?
I didn't see it, but I heard 82.
New record. Chestnut.
Beat him? Did he? What? Drop his dick in the dirt?
Yeah. I think it was 83-76 or something like that.
I heard I heard on PMT, were they allowed to dunk in water?
I'm not sure the rules. I just caught the highlights.
Because I heard they weren't allowed to do that. I thought that was a game changer.
That is a game changer.
But clearly it wasn't if he ate 83. You know,
and this was in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10. I think they didn't.
They had to have let him.
How much can they Kobayashi eat? That's what I want.
I think it was 83-76.
Okay, so they both would have beat the guy on Coney
was
Island.
It electric?
Yeah. Like, no, was it? It was. The build up and everything, there were openers. It was one.
Like, it was like a UFC or a boxing where it's like.
Can you rewatch that? Or was that
on Hulu? Yeah, it was on Netflix. It's definitely there.
It's definitely there. It's probably like the Tom Brady thing.
Where it's an hour long in total. Like, it's
actually hit the links that on Labor Day.
You play golf.
Played a little golf.
Where'd you play? Anywhere good?
Winfield?
Winfield.
Just stroking. I have one good drive and I'm hooked. Like, I want in. I play golf once a year, and that one good drive I'll get in my.
Speaking of stroking, I saw a tiki boat in South Carolina.
Did you?
I'm stroking.
We're going to see him again. Captain Vic ain't done.
Shout out to Captain Vic.
We'll see Captain Vic.
He listens every week.
I want Captain Vic at my wedding.
He listens every week. Also, shout out producer Justin for getting married a couple weeks back.
Shout out,
yeah,
Justin.
Shout out, Justin. Hell yeah.
Congrats. First time seeing him since then. And
shout out, DGND Distillery.
Yeah, why not us?
Why not us?
Yeah, why not?
We got vodka coming soon. Me and Anton are going to be hitting the streets with our vodka.
Oh, hell yeah.
That should be very interesting. Can you imagine that?
Sell me this pen.
I'm going to fucking shove that. I'm going to Jordan Belfort that vodka to every fucking bar in this state.
I want to give a quick
leave it there.
Shout out to our sponsors, Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue. You know, summer's over. Get the body going again. You know, I think your first consultation is free. doing wonders with the high school teams around here.
Everyone who goes there just looks like they're built different.
They look amazing.
We're sponsored by them. I kind of look like a slight edge guy out in the field, I would say.
Yeah,
the way I'm sliding and attacking. Like, people are probably like,
you're at least slight edge. Yeah, slight
you're at least playing with an edge.
I am. Like, I can,
might even be more than slight.
I can only imagine how fucking good I would be if I did go to slight edge. I might have to go for next season.
I remember when Anton tried being like, oh, I'm going to go when Craig came in that one time. And it's like, what a joke that is.
If Anton goes into a gym, I'll give him $100. I honestly would. Because that would be worth $100. Would be worth $100 to see him have to do a Craig Kelly workout.
Also, appreciate Pat Foley coming in. Big shout out to PJF, the law office of Patrick J. Foley, attorney at law. He's going to do wonders for your real estate. He's going to get it going. Bad out of hell coming here again. I mean,
he's good. He's
well, yeah.
He's, what else is new?
He's the definition of dialed in.
Yeah. Even he was comparing, I wanted to say it here, but we just got crossed, but he talked about the Judon thing said in the president. I was thinking, I'm like, oh, if someone did that to his business, the guy would be right out. Yeah, never mind Judon.
Big league and him?
Yeah.
I want to shout out Malik Hughes real quick. We're down 2-0 in the softball championship, but fuck Hancock Tavern.
By next
bunch of idiots on that fucking squad. But I don't know if they listen, but
next Wednesday, what's the score going to be in the series?
I don't know, because we play Friday. Friday is a massive game. If you got one to watch some good softball, come on out Friday night, Faxon, 7 o'clock.
Is it on QATV?
I might try and get
it.
It really should be.
I think people would watch. I think they'd have some viewers.
It got a little chippy tonight. I expect it to get a lot chippier. Like, this is kind of a game.
Can you show the camera your little mark there?
I don't know if it'll get it, but
That's called grit.
That's clearly a slide with the game on the line.
I want it. I want the fucking shit. Nope.
Nice.
I slide into first no matter what.
I did see you got new, because you usually wear hiking boots. You cleaned it up.
I heard about your batting average.
Davis told me you're hitting.
I'm hitting 560.
560?
Let's go.
560 is legit.
It's very legit from a catcher position. Are you kidding me?
From a guy who never played.
Yeah. Besides Nelson from Rags, might be right behind him in catchers. No one's better than Nelson from Rags.
Hey Rags. Good luck also to you guys this Sunday.
Huge Sunday championship tilt, Faxon Park, 3:30 p.m. It's during football. Starting NFL football.
You got to go, though.
Oh, well, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it.
Is it a doubleheader?
Might even be three games if it goes a game three.
Wow.
Leaving everything on the line against undefeated off the hook. I think they're 25-0, where I think we're sitting. I think we have 5 losses on the season. 1-2.
It's going to be good.
Going to be the best.
Honestly, that might be worth going if
I might
fucking
go.
See.
I might be there.
I'm not kidding.
Swept the Warthogs, HT.
Yeah, fuck them. Good.
Me and Kevin from Quincy played on them last year. Switched teams this year. And what do you know? They're going home early.
They beat Coop. Shout out Coop.
He was in Celticies. Yeah. Yeah. But fuck him.
I know. I love Coop.
And I hate him too. We'll end on that. Episode 168 in the books. Everyone have a nice weekend. And watch some football, man. It's going to be a lot of good
stuff. I'm going to tune in.
Yep.
The new year is almost here, and if you're looking to shed off some holiday pounds before beach season, well, look no further and head on down to Slight Edge Fitness Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts. Owned and operated by our guy, Quincy legend, Craig Kelly. You will be assured that you are getting the best training around. They believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training and have been leading the charge at their state-of-the-art fitness facility since 2020. Their staff is actively enriching the lives of members and creating a community of like-minded people who love being healthy and strong. They are helping you to get in shape and teaching you how to maintain your health and fitness. Group fitness classes as well as one-on-one personal training sessions are available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com and also follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. If you're looking to get back in shape or trying to get a slight edge on the competition, this gym is for you. Check out Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts, and tell them the boys from Steel and Nas sent you.